Staying overseas, Greek voters have resoundingly rejected political players from both extremes in an election that's given the centre-right's New Democracy Party a mandate to form a majority government. The vote tipped out socialist Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, who was elected 4 years ago at the height of the country's debt crisis. While his party has won about a third of the vote so far, the election has obliterated the anti-immigration neo-fascist party New Dawn, which has failed to secure even one seat in the new parliament. Louise Creeley has our report.
It's been a tumultuous decade for Greece, and the man who led the country through the peak of its crippling debt crisis has been shown the door, replaced by Kyriakos Mitsotakis.
The Greek people delivered. I'm very, very grateful for the result. We won an outright majority, which was our main target. We almost reached 40%, which is incredible.
44-year-old Kyriakos Mitsotakis is part of a long political dynasty, the son of a former prime minister, brother of a foreign minister and uncle to a newly elected mayor of Athens. From the centre-right of politics, he won the poll with a pledge to make Greece more business-friendly, attract foreign investment and cut taxes.
I feel that I have a strong mandate to deliver on my agenda, which is an agenda to grow the economy, to create more jobs, but also to make sure that the people feel safe again.
The defeat comes as a stinging blow for Alexis Tsipras, who was easily elected in 2015 and called the snap election after his party's poor result in recent European elections. Mr. Tsipras accepted the Greek people's decision.
The citizens have made their choice. We absolutely respect the popular vote. A little while ago, I got in touch with Kyriakos Mitsotakis to congratulate him on his election victory. In democracy, change in government is not a paradox or an unnatural development. I would say it is the quintessential aspect of democracy.
The vote was Greece's first election since the country emerged from three successive international bailouts and almost exited the EU. Jubilant Greek citizens hope the change in government will be a fresh start for the country.
We have been in a crisis for 10 years and we finally want for investments to start, for taxes to be reduced and to move forward.
It wasn't just a defeat for Alexis Tsipras' left-wing Syriza party. The extreme-right Golden Dawn Party, founded by neo-Nazi supporters, failed to make the 3% threshold needed to enter parliament. It's a huge fall in support for a party that had become the third largest during the country's financial crisis. Professor Rasidis Karalis is the chair of the Modern Greek Department at the University of Sydney.
The best thing, of course, that happened during these elections is that the fascist party of Golden Dawn disappeared from parliament. So now they don't have the asylum that they had, the protection of the parliament in order to do whatever they did in the past. So I think now it will be a very good opportunity, a great opportunity for the Conservative Party to reignite, I think, policies of transparency and accountability in the country.
The new government will be sworn in later this week.
Louise Creeley reporting.